This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is Marty Lamb. He's the Republican nominee for the House of Representatives in the 3rd Congressional District in Massachusetts. He's taking on longtime Democratic incumbent Jim McGovern. In recent election cycles, the House races in Massachusetts have almost been a foregone conclusion for Democrats. That's clearly not the case this year, with a handful of seats in the Bay State very much in play, including the 3rd Congressional District. And Marty, thanks very much for being with us.
Oh, thank you for having me on today.
Marty, the last time we spoke was just before you won the Republican primary quite convincingly. How would you describe any momentum since that time? What's your feel right now for where this race stands?
I see the excitement just gaining every single day that I'm out there. It's growing and growing. And I remember out in the trenches the last few weeks before the Scott Brown election in January, the same type of momentum building. Obviously, 4, 5, 6, 7 weeks prior to that election, things were slow, but the 2 and 3 weeks before, that's when the real boom was hitting. I'm seeing spontaneous handmade signs going up, people doing standouts on the street with signs. We're not even aware of who these people are, but they're holding signs out, they're calling people, they're networking with people. The momentum is just building, fortunately, out of control.
I remember you saying last time, Marty, that Scott Brown carried that district during the special election against Martha Coakley. What do your internal numbers show right now, if you've had any recently?
Well, we don't have anything recently, but just by the feel on the street, clearly it's a horse race. We see that the Democrats, the incumbent, is running scared. He is out there doing negative, real negative hits right and left. Nothing positive about himself, just the negatives about me, which means he's really in trouble. It's business as usual. You need to slam the competition when you know you're going down. So just the signs on the street. The numbers that we've seen, and we don't have very recent, it's a dead heat right now. And if the momentum builds, we can absolutely take this seat.
Marty, obviously the record of the current Congress and the most critical votes over the past couple of years are pretty well known, whether it's stimulus, the health care bill, the Wall Street reform bill, and a number of other issues. What are you telling voters about what you would do?
Well, obviously, I am referring to his record. He has a horrible record. Citizens Against Government Waste rates him at a 7% when Barney Frank is rated at 13. Americans for Tax Reform rates him at a 0, and even Nancy Pelosi has a 5. But what I put out on my website, MartyForCongress.com, is the positives of how we can create small business jobs. That's what needs to be done in order to drive our economy here. Fall River, which is in the south of the district, has a 14% unemployment. Worcester is just slightly behind that. And it's the small businesses that are suffering, and we need to get the emphasis on building those sustainable jobs down at the lower level. But we also have to cut government waste and government spending and government abuse. And that's what's happening in Washington right now. The status quo with the incumbents in there is a pay-to-play. And I have put out on my website, you can see the links to that, just some links and some projects that have happened here in the district recently for large contributors to my my opponent. I'm challenging him to give back these donations to show that any business can get some help and some at least an eye and an ear about their concerns, because we need to listen to all businesses and help everyone out there. The district is hurting, and we need to turn it around quickly.
Massachusetts has been known, of course, as one of the most liberal states in the country. So do you get the sense that a lot of voters have had a change of heart about the proper role of government, or do they generally still kind of like government, but just think it's gone too far in the last couple of years?
Well, clearly they're saying that it's gone too far in the past few years. The sense I'm hearing from the people, they're not really talking about the size of government and the scope of government as much as they are just the jobs. And they're looking at the record of the current administration, my opponent, a 14-year incumbent, the past 4 years in a democratically controlled Congress, and we're losing jobs. He claims to be a job producer, but the jobs just aren't out there. We've had major layoffs recently within the district. Just last week in Worcester, his big city, UMass, University of Massachusetts, 140 employees laid off. National Envelope, 160, they closed. Charles River Labs, 300 people laid off when they had to close. Due to the current climate, the economic climate brought on by the current policies of the Democrats. And people understand that, and they want this changed. They want a different mindset in Washington.
We're talking with Marty Lamb. He's the Republican nominee for Congress in the 3rd Congressional District in Massachusetts. And Marty, in terms of the McGovern line of attack here, you mentioned he's been up with some negative ads. I know by looking at his website that He's actually tried to claim the high ground on the small business issue. I know last time we talked, you mentioned you're the only one in this race who's ever signed the front of a paycheck. Describe real briefly how your priorities on revitalizing small business compares to what his strategy seems to be.
Well, I find it funny that all of a sudden now he's saying jobs are his number one priority when, and we have tapes of him claiming last year that, of course, a nationalized health care is his top priority, or economic justice is his top priority. And now he's saying that he understands small business because his parents ran a small business. Now, I wouldn't go to somebody for surgery because their father was a surgeon. You need somebody that's actually been in the trenches and understands what the pitfalls are of trying to run a business with government regulations and taxes choking them. I put forth proposals, again, they're on my website, MartyForCongress.com, that show with some incentives for small businesses, an across-the-board payroll tax cut, a six-month moratorium, ending the capital gain for new businesses, bringing the incentives for the small business to actually get in there and hire people without the unknown, cutting, of course, Obamacare, which is going to devastate small businesses, making sure a cap-and-trade national energy tax doesn't hit, incentives for the small business to create those sustainable jobs in the marketplace where people want to work. The mom-and-pop stores right now, those are closing right and left. The little corner diner. And Fall River, the south of our district, we have family fishing boats. Again, small businesses being devastated by the economy. And we also need to cut spending at the top and the waste and abuse in Washington. Clean up Washington. And I believe that speaks for itself. When I talk to people out there, they're just sick and tired that Washington has gone too far, McGovern has gone too far, and we need to change the status quo, get the government back to the people, smaller government where people can actually have more control of their own lives and keep a portion of what they earn.
Last question here, and just quickly having you respond to another issue that he's raised, and that's that he clearly senses that there's dissatisfaction out there, but he's trying to connect you with some of these other Tea Party-type candidates around the country and saying, obviously, by proxy, that you're too far to the right for this district. How do you respond to that?
Well, I believe he's too far to the left for the district. He's criticized me for a number of things. He criticized me because I believe in the 10th Amendment. I believe in state rights. He's been on the air, and again, on my website, you can see the link where he says he believes the Constitution is wrong. He claims it's a misstatement, but I believe that he truly does. He's criticizing me for believing in the 10th. Clearly, he's against the Second Amendment. I believe he's also against First Amendment and is not somebody that follows the Constitution or wants to follow the Constitution. I believe in the Constitution. I believe the Constitution is right. And, you know, let him claim that I'm I think he used the word, a tenther, somebody that believes in state rights. You know, I plead guilty. I plead guilty to being a first or a second or third or fourth or fifth or name all the amendments. I believe in the Constitution. I don't think that's gaining any ground. People see through it. They understand that you need to stand up for your principles, and he isn't.
Well, Marty, we'll certainly be watching this race very closely now, just a little over a week away from Election Day. Thanks for taking some time out of the campaign trail to be with us.
Oh, thank you so much for having me on.
Absolutely. Marty Lamb, he is the Republican nominee for Congress in the 3rd Congressional District in Massachusetts. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.